Well, EU ministers meet to decide the fish quotas this weekend, and it's even harder this year due to the uncertainty about the UK catch. They're still in post-Brexit talks with the EU. But even more, the impact of high fuel costs adding hugely to fishermen's burdens at the moment. Sean O'Donoghue is the head of the Kittybegs Fishermen's Organisation. Good morning, Sean O'Donoghue.
Good morning.
What does Ireland need from this weekend deal?
Well, unfortunately, we can't expect to get much from it because the Fisheries Council now is becoming irrelevancy given what has happened with the Brexit and the Trade and Cooperation Agreement. And those negotiations have not been completed. So we're going to be faced with the Fisheries Council meeting on Sunday and Monday where they won't be able to decide on the final total allowable catches and quotas for 2023 until the EU-UK negotiations have been completed. And this is the third year that this is likely to happen to us. And it's very unsatisfactory because what they will end up doing is setting a three-monthly provisional quota until they see what the outcome of the EU-UK negotiations are as such. But there are a few issues that still will come up. One of those, which is obviously very important to us, given the huge problem Brexit has caused us in the transfer of quotas to the UK. And our two most important fisheries, which are mackerel and Dublin Bay prawns or neprops, we have transferred 26% and 14% at a stroke of a pen to the UK. So on the mackerel front, there's going to be hopefully an agreement on what happens with the Danish mackerel quota that they used to fish in Norwegian waters, but no longer happens now since the TCA. But that fish arose from our stock right off the west coast of Ireland. So we're expecting some alleviation in terms of the huge burden that we're carrying in relation to this.
And the other issue you're looking for more support on, and you say it's happening in other member states, is fuel supports. Tell me why you believe it's needed and what you want.
Yeah, this won't come up at the December Fisheries Council because the Commission in the 24th of March on this year gave the go-ahead to the member states to bring in supports for the fishing community in terms of aid towards the rocketing costs of fuel. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened in Ireland. It has happened in our main competitors on the fishing on the same fishing
grounds. Do you know why?
I don't, for the life of me, we cannot understand it. And it isn't from the lack of the lobbying and bringing this up at every meeting. I don't know how many submissions we have made in relation to this. And we keep being told that it's been considered by the minister. So all I can say is we're coming up to Christmas. Surely at this late stage, they can bring in this scheme before Christmas.
Okay, and finally, Norway. It's not just the UK where there's a lot of uncertainty. Obviously, that's thrown the deals with Norway back into play.
It does, and that's part of the problem I already mentioned about the EU-UK. We still don't have an agreement either on what we call the EU-Norway negotiations. And from our point of view, the big issue there is the transfer of blue whiting to Norway, and they're fishing it in our waters free gratis as such. So we are really saying to the minister that he really needs to address this hugely.
Okay, well, we'll be talking to the minister later in the programme and we'll be putting some of those points to him. For the moment, Sean O'Donoghue, Chief Executive of the Kittybegs Fishermen's Organisation, thank you very much indeed for joining us.